Codominant is when you have multiple dominant traits, multiple dominant alleles. There are two dominant in human blood type, one recessive. O. A and B, so to talk about this really quickly, we're talking about antigens. We're talking about little descriptors on the cell membrane waving hello, saying, hi, I'm you. I'm you. Don't kill me. Please don't kill me. I'm you. Because your body is default going to kill anything that appears that isn't you. Makes sense. Anything in my bloodstream that's not me and is a cell needs to die. It's taking my food. It's taking my oxygen. It's taking my water. It dies. So if it's in your blood and it's not you, gone. This is how your blood says, hi, I'm you. Please don't kill me. If you have type A, if you have an A allele, a singular A allele, you will have A sugars on your on your membranes. You'll have A's on your membrane. If you have B, you'll have B's on there. If you have O, then you have nothing for that. So, let's try and figure this one out. If we've got AA, our phenotype shows us as phenotype M. If we are AO, then our phenotype is A. Double A means we have a lot of A sugars. Single A and a null value means we have A sugars. We still have A sugars. Big B means we are type B. We've got B sugars present. BO, what do you guys think it is? B. AB is going to give us both A sugars and B sugars. They're both going to express fully. Okay, that's codominant. They're both fully expressing. You see both A and B. There's no blending, mixing, nothing. A and B. OO means you have a lack of sugars on that membrane. A lack of sugars. When you need blood, they're going to try and match the blood type. Why? You don't want your body ripping apart that blood that for some reason you need. Okay? When you need a blood transfusion, it's not because you're having a good day. You don't randomly just go into the doctor and say, hey, I want some extra blood. No. Something bad has happened. You've lost blood somehow. You type A to somebody if you give A to somebody without type A blood, you're going to reject it. Your body's going to recognize it as foreign. So not only did they bleed for some reason, she's bleeding. She needs blood. Okay? They give her the wrong kind of blood. Not only has she chopped her finger in half, but she also is now having a reaction to a pathogen, an invader. Her body thinks something is trying to invade her, and she's fighting it off, along with dealing with a major injury. That's bad. That's really, really bad. Okay? So you want to make sure you have that right. Because anytime somebody needs blood, what they don't need is their body to reject that blood. You can always use type O because it lacks the sugars. So it won't attach. It won't be a problem because we're attaching to these. There are no blood sugars. The blood type A person doesn't see the O. It doesn't have a problem. There's a null value. O is the universal donor. O is the universal donor because it lacks the sugar, which means anyone can use it. Anybody can use it. So O is the universal donor. It's a null. It lacks it. Type AB, universal recipient. But since we're on blood type, let's talk about positive and negative. You hear AB positive or AB negative. Or O positive, or O negative. You hear all these extra statements. Well, it's a different gene. We call that the Rh factor. The Rh factor is not codominant. So, remember when we talk about codominant, we express multiple genes. And they can both be expressed fully. Whereas with incomplete dominance, it's a mix. It's a mix. So, we go about positive and negative. Rh is for rhesus, because we found it in rhesus monkeys. That's the first place we found it. Little monkeys. Okay. If you're Rh positive, positive means you have the sugar. If it's negative, you don't have the sugar. So the ultimate donor would be O negative. O negative. Because it lacks everything. You can give it to anybody. Nobody's going to reject it. Ultimate recipient, AB positive. It's got all those sugars. So that's what they mean by the universal donor. So here are the relative percentages. O negative. That universal donor is only 6% of the population. That's why they're always hunting you down if you're O negative. Whenever there's a blood drive, O negative, they're asking you constantly. AB positive, when there's a blood drive, they don't really care. I have male X, male Y, male Z. Okay? The father's blood type is going to be A, B, A, B. Child's blood type has a blood type of, I don't know, A. We're going to say A. Mom has a blood type of, mom has A. All right, Maury, who's the father? Okay. So male X is dominantly showing me A phenotype. Okay? The A phenotype. What does that mean his genotype could be? What are the possibles for his genotype? It's going to be AA or AO. Okay? AA or AO. Male Y, what are his possible genotypes?
BBEO.
Male Z?
AB.
AB, period. We know he's AB. Child's blood type, what genes could he be?
AO.
AO or?
AA.
Mom, what are her possibilities?
Same as kids.
Yep. So what do we have to do? We can't just look at blood typing. We have to look at what the real genetic trait is. So we have to do some DNA testing. Let's look at this one. Yeah, I'm going to do this one. This one, and we know this is that one, and hers is that one. Who's the father? We don't know. All right, this is a bad one. Okay, this is worst case scenario. All right, worst possible case scenario, AO. Mother could give the child either A or O. She could give it a no value or she could give it a value. That means if male Y's blood type is BO, that he could either give it a B or a null value. Is there a way that male Y and mom could have a child with AO? If he gave it O and she gave it A, certainly that child's a possibility. Okay? Certainly that child's a possibility. How about if male X mates with female, with mom? Is it possible for him and her to have that child?
Yeah.
Certainly. She gives it O, he gives it A, we're good to go, okay? How about male Z? We know he's AB, she's AO, kid's AO, the kid gets the O from the mom, A from Z. Any of those three could be the father. We need better testing. We need to go another level. We need to go past that one. But that's the complications that codominance can provide. If I instead circle this one, and this one, can we tell who the father is? Absolutely. Absolutely. Mom gave the kid an A. She could only give it an A. The only one, if we're doing the green circles, the only one that could give it an O would have been male X. So male X, you are the father. In green case. In red case, any of them could be. That's a possibility.